The album is twofold. I went through what I went through for a reason. It was fucked up what I went through, but also at the same time too, though, as you can hear on the album, I'm overcoming everything thrown at me.
This is Champagne Is Also a Band podcast. One songwriter, one song. I'm Sven, your host for a journey into the music of Champaign-Urbana. Recorded in the Blue Box Studio with a songwriter from the Champaign-Urbana music scene, past or present. Champagne Is Also a Band podcast is proud to be a part of the Champagne Showers podcast network. Welcome to Champagne Is Also a Band podcast. Today, I have Jarell Young and Caleb Matua, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming album, Full Custy, which is dropping May 14th. Jarell, welcome back,
episode
57, and Caleb, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate that, yeah.
So as I said, we're going to be talking about the upcoming album, Full Custy, which for the first time that I'm talking with people about their album, there are no titles at this point. The titles will be decided later, so hold on, folks. We're going to just figure out how to do this. I'm kind of excited because one of the things I just want to say right off the bat is I listen to a lot of music, and sometimes as a podcaster, because you feel that it's a job in a certain way, you look at it like an assignment that you don't want to do. Honestly, I sat down and I was like, okay, here we go. And then I was hooked like two tracks in. So I have to say I really enjoyed, is it fair to say Journey? Like,
yeah,
I feel like there's,
that's exactly what,
cause there's
it is.
Definitely like some sections in here, and sorry, I don't mean to gush at all, but let's just start with, when did this all start? Like, when did you start recording this? It was recorded in Eclipse Studios in Bloomington. Is that right?
Yep. Eclipse Studios, Normal, Bloomington. Honestly, The project took me about 4 years to write, because the last time I dropped a project was 2019.
Right.
And then COVID hit in 2020. Mm-hmm. Then life took its course for me after that. You know, it took a sudden pivot. You know what I'm saying? So had to make some adjustments. 4 years down the line, going through what I was going through, I was able to come up with fresh new material. You know what I'm saying? But overall, it took me about a little over a year. I'll say about over a year to record this project, bro. So yeah, I say I started recording last March 2023.
Wow. The other part that I failed to mention is that you also have a bunch of other tracks that are related to this project that you either will release at some other time or you'll kind of incorporate some other ways. It breaks down to about 14 tracks, you know, with an intro and an outro and also a skit in the middle.
Right.
Let's just jump into it, because the intro, I feel like this starts the trajectory of the album. I feel like the first four tracks are very much specific to your own yourself, and then like how people view you. So I'm kind of curious, like, how is that kind of decided? And like, were those the tracks that started off the project, or did you just go with it?
So Caleb can actually answer that. He's the executive producer. He's the one who actually put the track listing together. Mm. And what he wanted to do was, his formula was to stick to a story, to a script, you know what I'm saying, to a certain storyline. The intro is featuring my bishop, Edward T. McGee, when he had gave me what you call like a word, you know what I'm saying, in the Pentecostal world, in the church world, when your pastor stands you up and he gives you like some words of encouragement. But it's also like a guide, like, you know, be make sure you look out for this, make sure you look out for that. I was going through a very rough time, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because the clip at the beginning, my daughter had recorded that clip, and I wanted to include that to let people know, like, yo, like, I'm going through a lot of stuff right now, but having God's protection over my life, he was able to guide me. And that's what kicked off my journey after that point. Because it was like a, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But guess what? You're going to go through some things, man. So that's what it was.
If that's the intro trajectory, like, let's just talk about the following three songs. So we've got, let's just say the working title of the second track is Courtroom Age. Let's see, that is Product of My Environment.
Yep, P-O-M-E.
P-O-M-E, yeah. Yep. And then Unfounded, is the fourth track. I feel like there's a story in there.
Too well, many.
So
it is, man. It's too many, bro.
Let's just be very clear. This album, when you say it's personal, this is very directly, there's no, I don't want to say like fabrication, but I mean like there is no fiction to this. Like this is your own personal experience. And
this
like,
is exactly what I went through. I have documents and I have receipts.
When did you decide that that was going to be kind of the trajectory of like that this was going to be your own?
You want to answer that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, you can answer that, bro. You can answer that.
No, I want you to answer it as well, but I know, you know, not to talk about any other artists, but I know Mr. Morale was a big kind of eye opener for him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say inspiration.
No, it was.
But
that's like, the truth, though.
That made him very more comfortable being open and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. If I'm wrong, you know, just.
This is by far as being the most vulnerable I've ever been when it comes down to music, artistically. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, for the individuals who don't know, created by Kendrick Lamar back in 2022, he was going to therapy. I go to a therapist, I see a therapist myself. I have a social work background and it's very important about mental health. What I was going through, it started really fucking with me mentally. Like, I'm just being honest with you, you know? So I was able to find a happy medium when I got back in the studio. If it wasn't for my partner, she's the one who actually encouraged me to get back into the studio and to record, because there were some dark periods where I was going through some things, right? And she was like, yo, when was the last time you've been to the studio? And she knows that the studio is a form of therapy for me. I can't just go to the studio and just make filler tracks. That isn't how I operate. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving all the way to Bloomington. That's how we ended up starting off this process. It started out as Caleb would just come with me to the studio. I didn't have any, like, no titles in mind. I found a beat. We created something. And next thing you know, we have a project on the way.
A lot of this seems to be the first, you know, four tracks are really about, I guess you could say the first track is really kind of the narrator saying like, here's what we've got going on. This is what's going to happen, but you're going to be okay.
Yep.
You mentioned your daughter, and I don't know if that's the person that you're referring to.
She's a main character in this.
Yep. Okay. That I want to say you're fighting for all the time, you know, and you have to kind of prove yourself to be the person that, one, that she expects you to be, but also, what was that?
He got it. Zvian, you got it.
Oh.
Nail on the head, good brother.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. I like when I'm... Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to it, because, I mean, not only do you have to prove it to your daughter, but you have to prove it to yourself.
Right.
Because she won't believe it until you believe it.
Right.
So, I'm sorry if I'm just kind of going off, but I just, you know, in my own... I feel like there's this moment, too, where it's like, in order for you to believe it and for your daughter to believe it, you have to kind of knock the other things out of the way in order for that to be available for like you to believe. So I thought that was really interesting that those first four tracks have that trajectory. And then is the story going on from there? I'm trying to determine, is it a linear story from the first four, or is this kind of looking back to? Like, are these kind of a story of your, like, things from before and things from...
Bruh, this has been my life for the last 4 years.
Okay, all right.
And it's continuous, you know what I'm saying? So I'm at a point now where I'm in a space where I have gained full custody of my life. And I'm not going to let anybody determine how I move, what I do. And on top of that, I've sat back for 4 years. I haven't said anything for 4 years. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. You know what I'm saying? You guys are going to know the truth. And this is the truth. However you take it is however you take it.
How do you go about picking the producers that you work with?
My team, yeah. They approve. Right. The team approves. On top of that, I take pride in songwriting. He has full-blown trust in my creative process. He gives me creative control. But when we get in there, we lock in. I don't know about that, Jarrell. Try this, try that. It's a constant growing process, you know what I'm saying? We don't waste no time, man. We don't waste no time.
So, Caleb, was there a point at which you made a decision and wanted to kind of direct it in a certain way, and maybe... I'm just curious if there was any, like, conflict.
That's a great question. No, I'll say there's probably several moments. Like he said, he literally just was going to the studio, just kind of like a therapy thing. He never told me that he had an album in mind. Like, everything is untitled. We were just kind of going there, and he just asked me to be there for support in the role that I've been there before. I had been there one time before with him on his previous album. On the intro on his previous album, I was doing a spoken word. So I kind of knew the process, and we had a great vibe when we were there. So it just started out by just him recording songs, and I would say, like, first moment, just the first track that he did, Untitled One, which is after the intro.
It set the tone.
It really set the tone for the direction of the album, the feel of the album. And then just, I'll say, subsequently from there, he did another track. I'll say Untitled Six is when I was like, he's really stretching his artistic craft. Like, I just really felt like he's not just in here venting or whatever. He's being an artist. And then honestly, man, this last moment we just had with the outro that he did, I think
I just recorded that last week.
He was he had asked me to, you know, do his intro and outro, and I just tried to do my best as a producer to make the background music that I felt would fit the story that he needed to do. And I was actually pestering you the week before.
Yep.
Hey, man, make sure you have your A game. I want you to be on this vibe. And he just kept telling me, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And then when he went into the booth and did it, I mean, it was probably one of the quickest tracks we've done because he was just so locked in. You know, you've heard the track. He's just spinning straight through. There's no breaks in between or anything like that. And then the rest was just kind of on me and our engineer making it how it was. So I was not to be too long-winded, but no, it was several moments along the way. I mean, those are just the three off the top of my head, based off of tracks that you've probably already heard. But like, now every time we went in there, just seeing what he wanted to do and what, you know, the story he was telling, and just being in, like, you know, he never sent me his verse beforehand type thing. He just goes in there and we do it all at once. So each time we went, I was like, okay, he's telling this part of the story. And I've been there. That's another big part of it. I've been there along with him. I'm not just his executive producer. That's my big brother, for real, for real. We grew up together. So just being able to witness it, and then he go into the booth and do a story, it's like, okay, I see the direction of this.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of trust, both of you being in the studio here today. I just feel like there's a connection, and there's a trust between the two of you, and that's kind of nice. And I feel
For sure,
it's cool that it's coming through, you know, in the album.
For sure.
Without me saying too many things that I'm assuming, how did you think about how you were going to pick the order? Like, how did you want to...
Me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, anybody who wants to talk, but I mean, like,
he picked
Caleb,
he picked
you know.
So I went through back and forth so many different iterations. Like I said, to me, being there at every recording session and really liking the tracks that he's putting down, it's hard to choose what goes on and what goes off, and then especially the order. I looked at it, to me, for what he's doing, he told me the album was going to be called Full Custody. I looked at it like it's not a battle, but it's a matchup. Full Custody obviously entails a lot of things. So if you're in court, it's like a matchup type thing. So I actually looked at it like a batting order. So nice. having what you're going to have as your lead up, what you're going to have as next, you got to think about your cleanup and who's going to come after there. And then, not that the bottom of the order is weak, but it's supposed to supplement what came before. So that's kind of like you mentioned before, there's a couple heavy heart hitters in the beginning of the album. I felt like it's the best to get them out the way first. Like, you want to get them on bass. If you can listen to these tracks, you can listen to the bottom half of the track list and you'll have fun with it. So, like, let's get this out the way and then have fun at the end. And then the outro kind of brings it all together.
The more that I hear the title and I hear more of an explanation as to why that title was picked. The thing is, in my mind, when I thought of Full Custody, I thought of being the guardian, the protector of a person.
There's a lot more that goes into what actual, because you know nowadays in legal terms they don't really call it full custody no more. They call you the primary of parental allocation, you know, parental responsibilities. So they switched up the terms and things like that as time has evolved. But and just to make it as a universal term as far as the project, so that it could connect on all different types of levels, full custody. As simple as that, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it isn't just the legality part about it. How many of you guys actually have full custody of your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I wanted to also look at it. So the album is twofold. I went through what I went through for a reason. It was fucked up what I went through, but also at the same time too, though, as you can hear on the album, I'm overcoming everything thrown at me.
I also want to maybe throw in some of the different aspects of, you make it very evident that, you know, faith is a very important aspect of your life.
Absolutely.
Okay? Integral. So,
absolutely.
I find it interesting when you use particular terms as, you know, again, with these working titles, you've got Jezebel, you've got Samson. And I think about, you know, they're very
uh-oh. Prominent.
Well, I was going to say they're not only, you know, even if you're outside of, should I say, you know, normal,
right.
I don't know, understanding
right.
of
right.
of what's the stories right. in the Bible.
Right.
Most people are familiar with those
right.
stories
right.
and the kind of implications that they have. You know, when we're talking about Samson, it's like
right.
you got the counterpart of Delilah who he loses his power by
come
I
on,
feel like there's
bro.
Some but yeah
come
by,
on
by
you dissected his Vin like you get it big dog. that's why we called it that and we gave it the names that we gave is because it's so universal. Everybody can connect with that.
Sure.
You don't got to be the most religious person
you
or
don't.
Be in the scripture when the common person hears Samson, they know what that means. When they hear Jezebel, they know what that means, and they've been in those situations
or right. they've seen somebody that's been in that situation.
So it's not about being, you know, obviously faith is a bigger part of his life, my life. We kind of grew up in that, but like it's relevant to everybody. Everybody understands. You don't right. got to be deep in faith to understand what those stories mean.
I guess I also want to say, you know, you kind of hat tip to these stories, but in some ways you're using those stories because they also are, not only are they universal, but they're also important to your story.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Relevant. Very relevant.
Very.
So I appreciate how you may have these varying tracks, all these different tracks telling different parts of your story, but there's that grounding of your faith and also just mm-hmm. who you are.
Right.
And so I don't know. I think that's interesting.
Say the tagline, Jarrell.
What'd you say?
Say the tagline.
What is the tagline? I don't know. What is the tagline?
In Jesus' name I pray,
oh,
amen.
Oh, yeah, that is my new tagline. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Nice.
Fire.
Yeah. So,
that is the new tag.
Bro, you've been saying it, so I'm like, I gonna say, what is the tagline?
Even E-Class was like, man, that shit is kind of nice.
E-Class not religious like that, but yep. he fuck with it,
yeah, you ain't lying. Yeah.
It's just real.
Yeah, that's real. Sorry, man, my bad.
I didn't mean to sidetrack, my bad. I'm gonna shut up.
No, please, just, I mean, I want this to be like a real conversation.
For sure.
You know,
and
actually, I have to say, I appreciate both of your laughter because I don't know, it's a little contagious, so it's cool.
Hey,
I love it. I love being around laughter.
It's the positivity, big dog.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
In the selection of the beats and also selecting in the order, you know, I noticed at least in a few of them, there's almost like, I don't know, what's a good example? I don't mean to keep coming back to the first four, but there's a spot where I feel like 2 and 3 and even 4, there's an overall tone of like that minor key. There's kind of this arpeggio. So it's either the guitar or it's a piano. And they're just like, yeah. And I think it's kind of neat because if you're not, I mean, hopefully you are paying attention, but if you're not paying attention, it flows so well that you might not know that another song started.
Right, yeah,
I mean, the story changes, but
intentional.
I also noticed that Sugar Beats is the producer on a lot of these.
Yep.
These. So is that somebody that you?
It's a homie I connected with overseas. You know what I'm saying? Out of Germany. And this was a few years ago. I say probably 2020, 2021. He had reached out to me on Instagram. And he was like, yo, I really like what you're doing, whatever the case may be. But then the point in time when he had contacted me, I was going through what I was going through. You know what I'm saying? I'm in school full time, you know what I'm saying, getting my master's degree. I'm also respectfully going through a divorce, custody battle. So I kind of had put him off to the side a couple of times. He was like, yo, I'm going to just, you know what, whenever you're ready, I'm just going to keep sending you beats. I finally went through and listened to some of his beats, I say probably the end of 2022, top of 2023. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, there's a certain type of texture. So the ear that I have, I was able to bring that to the table with Caleb. And Caleb was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of was like the driving force as far as the direction we were going to go with the album, tempo wise, texture wise. Because at the end of the day, people, when they hear Full Custody, they're like, all right, what exactly do you mean by that? Well, you know what? For me, it's jumping for joy. I'm jumping for joy. I'm here. I've made it to this point. And a lot of the beat selection is very upbeat. It's like you're mosh pitting. You're jumping up and down. You know what I'm saying? We're having a good time. We're vibing. That's how we ended up with him on the majority of the tracks.
It's amazing, though. I don't know what a world we live in right now, where it's like somebody from Germany can come on, here you go. You know, it's check crazy. These out.
Yep.
That we've been able to like spread music kind of far and wide, and just if you happen to be lucky enough, hear something from, I don't know, some obscure town.
That's what it is, man.
Not to say that Champaign Urbana is an obscure town, but I love how, in some ways, I had so many thoughts, and then I'm like, but this is
the conversation is different now.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, man, just let it flow. Let it flow, man. We're not forcing anything.
I'm just going to say, like, what are my favorite tracks off of the album? I'm going to say that track 2, 9, and 13 are, I would say, my favorite.
13.
So 9 is also the one featuring KD, because I think
that's his joint right there. He loved that one.
I mean, we talked about track 2 already. That's the Courtroom H. But track 9 and then also track 13 featuring Chase Baby from episode 38.
Part 3. My brother.
I told everybody off mic beforehand that when I heard that track, I stopped and I texted Chase and I said, what the hell? This fire. Like, what's going on? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I know about you, but so it's working for me.
Yeah. It is. Anyway, don't take my word for it. Just go out and check it out yourself. It's actually almost, would it be fair for me to say that it almost drives the car off the cliff just before the outro? You know what I mean? Much. Like,
there you go. I mean, that was his idea. And that was his idea. His idea was for it to be a closer. This is part 3. Like I said, we've done a part 1. We've done a part 2. With this part 3, he wanted to make sure that this was like the stamp of approval. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, we're both at a point in our lives where, like, you know, he had just gotten married. I just graduated with my master's. We're both at that point in our lives where we're trying to take shit to the next level, trying to be as top tier as possible, elite level. So, yeah.
Yeah. I could gush about that forever, but I'm going to go back. I know that this is out of order, but I'm going to go back to track 9 with KD, who just, that vocal in there, just, it's just amazing. Yeah. And then I get this, like,
family, she's good people.
I mean, there's this thing where it's kind of sad and happy all at the same time. And like, just kind of the two sides of one coin. There's like this, like, you need someone so bad, but also you just kind of, what that love or that caring brings out really terrible things in you, this jealousy and I don't know it but like the way
that song when she sent me her vocals and she gave me like a reference, I had to really sit back and think about the texture, the theme, the context. And what I got from that song was this: the type of song where like you're fresh out of a breakup, but you guys aren't done dealing with each other. But even though you guys aren't done dealing with each other, you or her might need some space. But during that time, it still might be toxic and you're still trying to force the love. You're still trying to force the time on each other. But next thing you know is the more space you end up giving each other, there's some room for you to play and there's some room for her to play. You know what I'm saying? That's why, sure. Like, you know, in the middle of the song, I say, you just need some and then she ends it with space. It's like, I get it, because it's like, all right, if I keep giving you this amount of space, don't be mad if I end up, because I got to respect what you do over there.
From my interpretation in that spot too, is also like, you're realizing you both kind of want the same thing, because
at the end of the
she
day.
Finishes yep. your sentence, right? So
there you go.
You're like, we're in agreement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure. Yeah. I think it's also just a very grown up, honest track. It's
it
two
is.
Individuals
it
being
is.
Honest with each other.
Yep.
In a way that, you know, I'm not trying, no bull. A lot of times in our relationships, we are a facade of who we're supposed to
right.
be.
Right.
They are just two individuals being honest about the situation. I need yep. some space.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's just honesty yep. at the end of the day. And you know what track it comes after.
I'm yes. getting tired of the bickering. At the same time, yeah, I'd be sick, bro, if I see, you know, it's
exactly.
sick. And if I see you with somebody else, it's
honesty.
It's like,
it's honesty. It's honest. That's how I feel.
I've been there before, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting tired of the bullshit, but damn, to see you with somebody else, man, it's kind of like, God damn. Just being real, yeah. man.
No,
like
no, that, no.
These
no,
are
I was
real
just
feelings,
thinking, I'm
bro.
Like, yeah, but like in the same way that I don't really like you anymore, but I really don't want to see you happy after that. I'm just curious. So I'm going to jump over to Caleb here and ask, like, what are your favorite tracks and why?
All of them, man. I have a new favorite track, you know, every other week. I mean, the outro is real special to me. I'll say that's just what he's saying on there is really big to me. I would also say the track with KD. Man, there's some unreleased ones that might be my favorite, but...
some standalones.
There's some standalones that we're going to drop later that are might be some of my favorites as well. But the KD track, just being in the session with them and the chemistry they have, you know, just writing together and going off of each other, I thought that was just very special to make a very classic track. And I love R&B.
Sorry, that just totally reminded me. That track 8 going in already is like ramping up that R&B, and then you just go right into 9. Again, one of those things where you have that great like lineup and they just fit together. I mean, like,
for sure.
Some of them are like... They kind of complement. Anyway, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I was just thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, that's another one where it's just like they kind of complement each other and they could just 100%. Exist as two together.
Right.
But anyway, like an A and a B.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
That was a great point. I'm glad you interjected. I mean, obviously, Untitled One is also one of my favorites.
Core Roommate,
we'll call it, if that's what the fans were. Track two as well. I mean, there's so many that will just, throughout the day, I'm just repeating the chorus in my head, or repeating some of his verses in my head, and I'm like, man, that's real special. And I'll hit him up like, man, this was special, and he would just laugh. But there's just some, I can't really pinpoint one of them to be a favorite track, but maybe today we'll say 8. Untitled 8 was kind of my favorite today.
And that's let's see, oh yeah, track 4 is where you landed that one. That's Unfounded. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. See, I've got my little list here, and then, you know, just because it's Unfounded something doesn't mean that it's actually track 8 or whatever.
No, it is. So that's fact.
I genuinely have enjoyed listening to this and like just...
Wow.
It does actually do
be honest,
a really good
job. Man. Be honest, Finn.
What's that?
You've been rocking with the album, big dog.
What's your favorite track? Oh, you said you're,
yeah.
you had
so I had 2, 9, and 13.
Yeah,
2, 9, 13. Okay, yeah.
You gave us 3, bro.
Well, I mean,
that's fire.
I mean, honestly, those are just ones that jumped out at me. But I do think that there's enough of a solid line, kind of the trajectory of the whole album, that it works as a whole album. Yeah, you don't even hear it as like a side A and a side B on an album. You just hear it as like, this should go onto a CD. So you just hit from, you know, you go from track 1 all the way to track 14,
right.
And it doesn't stop. You don't have to flip it.
But now also the goal is to think about the users that are going to listen to it in this doom modern era. You can also press shuffle and it's still kind of congruent. Mm. Whatever shuffle pattern that it goes on is still going to be kind of a fluid journey. Yeah. You know, each track does kind of feed into each other. That's why some had to be left off. Yeah, I want you to listen to it in order. That's what it was intended to do. But yeah, you could just put on shuffle and get a new story. Maybe you find something else from his story that kind of hits you differently. So that was kind of the goal.
Jarrell, what are your favorite tracks on this album, if you can do that? I mean, I did mean to mention, like, you know, these tracks won't get upset. They won't feel like they're being neglected if you choose one over the other. Just go ahead and...
Honestly, bruh, like, it changes and interchanges day by day. The place I'm in right now is just memorizing the material as much as possible, because we got performances coming up, bookings and things like that. So And like I said, it's been 5 years, man, since I've put out an actual project. So I have to get back in that bag. As of recently, I would say probably Samson and Untitled 7 featuring my homie Zay. Them been the main two that I've been listening to a lot lately.
So I guess since you kind of brought up this has been your first album in 5 years, how would you say, like, you personally, not necessarily on the things that have changed around your life, but like, mm-hmm. how have you personally, like, changed since you last dropped your album? Like, how do you feel, you know, this new album reflects that?
Well, what I went through in that trying time, it gave me time to grow and develop. You know what I'm saying? It made me stronger. It made me better. It made me wiser. I've had a lot more material to talk about. I was able to really sit back and methodically think through every bar, how I was going to approach the music. And on top of that, too, like, I'm a grown ass man's man. At the end of the day, my approach is going to be from a 30 plus year old perspective. Like, I got kids. I'm working a job. I went to school. Like, I'm the most normal everyday guy that you will ever meet. I love my community. I do a lot of community stuff, a lot of community work, and I take pride in, you know, in what I do. So yeah, that's just basically where I'm at. You know, this is my life. Like, the music that I make, it really mirrors a lot of my life. That's why my name is Jarrell Young. That's my actual government name. It's not made up. It's not fabricated. It's on the birth certificate.
right. Let's add in here, because you mentioned you're working on having to memorize all the bars and get everything right. Yeah. But the main reason for that, well, obviously you want to perform, but this album release party you mentioned, Canopy Club.
Yeah, man.
In June 22nd, 2024.
June 22nd. Shout out to Rob K. Just giving y'all a quick little early disclaimer. June 22nd, 2024, Canopy Club album release party with a Mario Cannon after show featuring my homie Mario Cannon. He has a couple million view videos. He's got music with NLE Choppa. Like I said, we're approaching it differently this year. We're trying to pack that joint out. For real, we're really trying to sell it out. So, you know, yeah, we're at the Canopy with it. 6/22. Yep, pull up.
That's Juneteenth weekend, too. So come celebrate.
Yeah, come celebrate, man. It's time. We're going to have a party.
I feel like this, I should have asked earlier, but what's the Mr. 47 about?
Hey. So, Mr. 47 is like an AKA. Also known as, I'm a very spiritual individual. And the number 47, it relates to forward progression. You know what I'm saying? You keeping those angels surrounded around you, no matter what they throw at you, it's gonna bounce off. The number 47 is it's an angelic number. You can actually look it up. You can Google it. You know what I'm saying? There's links to it. Shout out to Capital Steez, Joey Badass. A lot of those guys are on the 47 movement. And I've been on that since 2013, 14, honestly. So I'm a very spiritual person, man. And that's just how it is, you know? We moving forward.
Because
he knows me, like, that's little bro, man, so it's just different.
I'm only laughing because he gave you an answer. I've been knowing this man all my life. He's been saying 47 all the time.
Yeah.
We never knew what he was talking about. Oh. So we just knew. I never heard that answer, but appreciate
it. That's what it is. Oh. That is the answer. Like, that's legit. Like, I'm not just going to be saying 47 just to be saying
it.
You
always say it all the time.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, oh, you like, yes, like, this is a real thing.
Huh.
Yeah,
interesting.
You can look it up too, like, sure. Like, I'm serious, this is facts.
So 47 angels, or like the 40,
it's an angelic number. The angelic number 47, okay. The number 47 is an angelic number. It's in the Bible. Look
like,
it up.
I mean, actually, it's in, like the number 4 is an angel, angelic number, and 7 is the number of completion. So, like, they're in different, you know, I'm not too heavy into all the other stuff, but that's always been, like, it's a big number.
Yep.
So
number
4 makes
is
sense.
Definitely an angelic number. Number 7, completion. Like, okay, you're on the way to greatness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Album coming out on all digital streaming platforms. Album release party. Get ready for some visuals. Visuals on the way.
It's a movie with a lot of action.
Man, we outside all 2024s, Vin. We're outside all 2024, big dog.
Nice.
We outside. So, yep.
Nice. Jarrell, Caleb,
yes,
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us, man. You've been great. This has been a good time. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hopefully we come on back, and I really hope that I don't know what's on my calendar on the 22nd, but I'm going to try to see what I can do.
This Canopy Club, Jarrell Show, it's on your calendar now.
It is on my calendar now.
Yeah. Let's sell out the Canopy, y'all. 6/22/2024. Thank you for listening to Champagne Is Also a Band podcast. This is Jarrell Young.
This is Caleb Matua.
Reminding you that Full Custody, new album by Jarrell Young, is dropping May 14th, 2024. Great music is out there.
Go find it where you live.
47.
Champagne Is Also a Band.
You almost have an NPR voice. It's so good.
Luhala Studio, South Baker, on the inside.
I'm a grown-ass man's man.